In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday we began with John the Baptist. We can never speak of John the Baptist enough because, you know what, he is the prophetic man. He is the man that announces the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the man who prepares the way of the Lord. He is the man that knows exactly who he is and who he's not. He says, "I'm not the Messiah." We're going to continue with this. And then they said unto him, these are the priests and Levites, "Who are you, that we may give answer to them that sent us? What do you say of yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." Even as the prophet Isaiah said he knew who he was. He was the fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah of the 40th chapter of Isaiah, that we have now the 40th chapter, make straight the way of the Lord. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked John and said unto him, "Then why do you baptize if you're not the Messiah, if you're not Elijah or the prophet?" John answered him, saying, "I baptize with water, but there is one standing among you you do not know." You know what? It's still that way. One standing among you that you still do not know. His name is Jesus. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is little known and little loved. I'm going to tell you, he is the key center of the whole universe, but he is little known and little loved. Because you know why? Because preachers do not preach Jesus anymore. Many of them preach other things. They preach social justice. You see, I'm into social justice, but not that they're going to take money away from me to give it to the poor. We go feed the poor. We go clothe the poor. Yeah, everybody's talking, you know, we're into caring for the poor. You're caring for the poor in their minds, but you don't see them out there in the hot days trying to save the children in front of the abortion mills. You don't see that. No. But you know what? Now in California, I understand chickens have rights. Do you understand that one? That they have to be able to be in a place where they're going to open up their feathers before you kill them. You know, they have to. Chickens have rights. Isn't that wonderful that the chickens have rights? That's right. And then I get so sick when I hear about this. The turtles, the sea turtles. Oh, yeah. Sea turtles. We got to make a home for the turtles. They've been around 20 million years. And give me a break. Well, today in Planned Parenthood, they're killing children. They're killing children, and they call it medical waste. Give me a royal break. And where is the church? Where are the churches? This is happening in our midst. This is happening in our midst. There is killing going on every single day. Hundreds of children, over 60 million children have died. And you want to know what? We are experiencing the result of the wrath of God that we have killed our children. Economy, the church, everything. We've killed our children and we've been silent. Yeah, we've been silent. All the churches. We are save the whales and kill the babies. That's right. Save the whales and kill the babies. Yeah. I don't understand this. I do not understand. And Barack Obama, he was the senator that said, the only senator when the vote came, if a child would be born from a botched abortion, that child was to be starved. He is the most pro-death president that we have ever had. And John answered them, "I baptize with water, but one standing among you whom you do not know." Jesus, we're sorry that we don't proclaim you anymore. We're sorry, Jesus, that we've got a better answer than Jesus. We're sorry, Lord, because you're the only one that makes things work. We're sorry because you're the center of human history. We're sorry because you laid down your life for us, Lord, on the cross. We're sorry because your blood frees us from our guilt and our torment. We're sorry, Jesus, because you've delivered us from Satan and hell and evil and the death and final death. We're sorry, Lord, that we don't even know you anymore, that we're ashamed of you. We're sorry, Jesus. We're sorry that we run our churches like a business cooperation, all of the churches, rather than it's about Jesus. It's about the blood. It's about the Christ. It's about the Messiah. We're sorry, Jesus. We're sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry, Jesus, that when people mention your name outside, you know, that we blush. We're sorry, Jesus. We're sorry. Can I just tell you, I go shopping and people look at me, give me a blessing. I give them a blessing in Jesus' name. Give them a blessing in Jesus' name. I'm not sorry about Jesus. I've got nothing else. I've reached that point. What do I have but Jesus? Yep. There's one who stands among you whom you do not know. It really, really pinpoints the 21st century. We do not know him. We do not know him. There are so many people that loved him, and now they've fallen away. You might be one of them. So many people that really gave their life to him, and now they're into other things. They're into spiritualism. It's very sick. Very sick. He it is who is coming after me, and he is preferred before me, whose sandal I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan River, where John was baptizing. The next day, John sees Jesus. John sees Jesus coming unto him. And he says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world." Oh my gosh, what does this mean? Lamb of God means Passover Lamb. Lamb of God means the Lamb that was slain. And the Israelites, they were spared from the plague of the firstborn dying. Behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. This is a prophetic word. This is the Lamb of God who will die. This is the Lamb of God who will shed his blood. This is the Lamb of God who will go to the cross. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the Lamb of God who brings in the new and everlasting covenant in his blood. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It shall be shed for you and for many unto the forgiveness of sins. This is the Lamb of God. This is the sacrificial Lamb. This is the real Passover Lamb. Oh, John speaks prophetically from the Jordan River. You know what? The churches today have no idea that God speaks prophetically. I go tell you a story about a woman. Young woman had no children. And I saw in her garden, in her backyard, the whole place was decked out in pink. I said, "She's going to have a girl." She did. And then this young woman tried everything to have children, to have children, to have children, no children. But I said to her mother, "You know what? She's going to have a baby." And so the baby came like 5-6 years later. And after the baby came, I said, "You know what? She's going to have another one right after it." And you know what? She's pregnant again. We don't speak prophetically anymore, you know, because we just speak with what we know in our heads. But there's something beyond our heads. There's seeing into the reality of heaven. Seeing into the reality of heaven. I can't tell you that I do that every day, but I can tell you I can do that when God calls me to do that, because the spirit of prophecy is the spirit of Jesus. They said she couldn't have any children. Please. John saw prophetically, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is the Lamb that will be slain. This is His blood, which will be for the forgiveness of our sins. This is the real Lamb of God. The Lamb in the Passover, He was just a symbol. This is the real Lamb of God, this Jewish man, Jesus, true God and true man, Son of God and Son of Mary, who takes away the sins of the world, and He is among you, and you do not even know Him. He is among you, and you do not even know Him. Let me tell you now, He is among us in the Eucharist, and you know we do not even know Him. He is among us as the Blessed Sacrament, and we do not even know Him. He is there Eucharistically, and we close our churches. He is there Eucharistically, and people, they don't even know it's Jesus. They come up to the Eucharist eating bubblegum. He is there Eucharistically, and He is there totally present for us, and we do not know Him. He is there in His Word, and people do not listen to His Word or read His Word. He is there in His Word, and we think that His Word is just words of men. He is there in the priest. Even the priests that have been accused, they are priests forever according to the order of Melchizedek. He is there in the priest, believe me. He is there in the prophet. He is there in the prophet, and we kill the prophets, and we stone the prophets. He is there in the people of God, and we close the doors of the churches to the people of God, and we do not have time to listen to them. He is there among us, and we don't recognize Him. Things haven't changed, have they? John the Baptist, we need you. John the Baptist, we need people like you that would proclaim the Word of God in these last days. Let me tell you, between the 18th and 22nd of July, having our glory conference, and just come to the Holy Rosary in Winthrop on Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and we're going to have our glory conference Sunday night, 7 to 11, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 to 2, and 7 to 11. Come. It's going to be great. Heaven on earth, the Lord's going to be doing great things, great things, great things. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And don't forget Jimmy the Roofer, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. God bless you.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Revival's going on at Holy Rosary now. There was such an anointing, I didn't know whether I was going to leave or not. There's such an anointing of the Holy Spirit right this moment. Last night we began, and we were there from 7 to 11. This morning from 10 until 2. And then tonight again from 7 to 11. There was such an anointing. Such an anointing. God was doing wonderful things. There was a man who testified. He was on oxygen for over a year, completely healed by the power of God. Knees were healed last night in the name of Jesus. Shoulders were healed in the name of Jesus. Things have been happening. This is a time of revival at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. I'm telling you, you cannot create revival. It's something that God does. You cannot create revival. It's something that God does. When God shows up, things begin to happen. And I'm going to tell you, the Lord has shown up last night and this morning. The Lord has shown up in a mighty way through our worship, through the speakers, through Sister Ruth Carneal. The Lord has shown up, and He has just been magnificent to us. The presence of God is in our church. It's so wonderful. The glory of God is upon us, and these are the days when God wants to do new things, because you see what? We are desperate for Jesus. We are so desperate for Jesus. Desperate for His love, desperate for His mercy, desperate for His anointing. Listen, the desperate have to come. The desperate have to come. To Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. The Lord says, I'm doing a new thing. A new thing, you know? I'm doing a new thing. That's what I'm doing, a new thing. And we need that God would pour out His Spirit. Because if the church is going to not survive, but make a difference in the world, it will only be through the power of the Holy Spirit. There will be no other experience, but the power of the Holy Spirit that will keep us, but the power of the Holy Spirit that will call us to greatness. Not us, but Jesus, really. That Jesus would be lifted up in our midst, and he would be seen as the great one, the holy one, the awesome one. This is wonderful. It's wonderful what's happening at the Holy Rosary. It's wonderful, and we've just begun. We've just begun. And the only thing I can do is invite people. Invite people to come to the Holy Rosary, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. I know people who have traveled all around for revival. It's right in your neighborhood now, right in your neighborhood. And God is moving by his Holy Spirit, and we do not know what's going to happen next. We are more than excited. We are anticipating the great move of God, the great power of God. There's such a silence in there today, the silence of God's holy presence, the silence of God when he's doing things that only he could do in people's hearts. When it reaches that place of silence, that place of glory, that place of anointing, that great anointing, because the anointing alone breaks the yoke. The anointing alone breaks the yoke. We can strive and strive and strive, and nothing happens without the anointing. Oh, I know people who have striven so hard that they quit because they strive and strive and strive. And I'm telling you, it's not in the striving, it's in the receiving. It's where God is. They were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. They were not striving, they were worshiping. Go into the city and pray till you receive power from on high, Jesus said. And so they were not striving, they were worshiping. And as they were worshiping, suddenly the Holy Spirit came. There was a rushing mighty wind that filled the whole place. And you know what? That's what we need. We need Pentecost to continue and to become greater in our midst. For it is not just the one experience. There is greater and greater things God has for his people, so that people would be set free, that people would come to know Jesus, that people would surrender their whole life unto Jesus. Oh, we need that God would move by his Holy Spirit. You see, my friends, because if God doesn't move by his Holy Spirit, absolutely nothing happens. Nothing happens. And you know, that's not the way the Lord intends it to be. He said, you shall do greater things than I because I go to the Father. You shall do greater things than I because I go to the Father. We have come to love Jesus during these days, to love him in a way that he's not been loved, you know. See the heart that has loved men so and been so little loved in return. We've come to love Jesus during these days, to love him and to adore him and to praise him and to be with him. That's what we've come to do, to love him and to adore him and to praise him. I'm telling you, people travel miles to go to revival. And it's beginning to happen at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop. It's beginning to happen. And the presence of God is so wonderful. It's so wonderful. I didn't want to leave to do the broadcast. I was really torn. I said, you know what? I need this more than I need to go and preach. But you know, I need to tell people, because maybe one person will hear me. Maybe one person will hear me that's desperate, that will come, and the Lord will bring healing to them. That one person is worth the blood of Jesus. That one person is worth the power of the cross of Jesus. That's just one person, just one person, you know. Just one person, one person. It's so wonderful, it's so wonderful. Last night was wonderful, wonderful. We just spent so much time in worship, and so much time in worship, and so much time in worship. And then we're instructed by the Word, and God is mighty. He is so mighty. He is so mighty. And we are in need of him. He has everything that we need. And again, this is happening in your midst, in the Boston area. People travel hours and take planes. We have people from Florida, New York, New Jersey, people from Phoenix who have come here, West Virginia. It's amazing. it's amazing people who have come, because everybody's hungry for God to do something new. Everybody's hungry for God to move by His Spirit. Everybody's hungry that there would be a new outpouring, so that God would arise and all of His enemies would scatter in the midst of what we are enduring now. The greatest not only economic crisis, but the greatest moral crisis, the greatest faith crisis in all the churches. We need the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit alone will change us from within, even as He changed the apostles and the disciples. It's all about the Holy Spirit. And so I just want to invite you today to the great revival glory that's happening at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. Tonight we'll be there from 7 to 11, worshiping the Lord. Bring your tambourines and bring your pots and pans, and we worship God. Bring your dancing shoes. It's time to praise the Lord. It's time to sing praises unto the Lord. It's time to rejoice in the Lord, because you see, only in the rejoicing of the Lord do things begin to happen. You know, I can preach and preach and preach, but you see, it's the presence of God that changes people. The holy, awesome presence of God. The holy, awesome presence of God. So please, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Come to the Holy Rosary. If you've ever been to any of our meetings at the Espousal, come to the Holy Rosary tonight. If you've ever been to any of our meetings at the Holy Rosary, come to the Holy Rosary tonight. 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. 02152. Come and praise the Lord with us. Come and see what God is going to do. Come and experience the power of the resurrection. The Lord's showing up. The Lord's showing up. The Lord's showing up. And great things are happening. Great things are happening. Great things are happening. And I want them to happen to you. Father, I pray for them now, that the Holy Spirit would draw them, that each person that you want to be there tonight, Holy Spirit, draw these people. Draw these people. Draw these people. Draw these people. Holy Spirit, draw these people, that they would experience the presence of God again, that they would get out of the dryness and out of the desert and be in the springs of living water. As it said in the 12th chapter of Isaiah, with joy you'll draw water from the springs of salvation. You'll draw water from the springs. Come, Holy Spirit, upon these people. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit, upon these people. Come, marvelous Holy Spirit, upon these people. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come and breathe upon your people. Come and draw them to Jesus again. Put them on fire again. Make new things. Make all things new, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, on the desperate. Come, Holy Spirit, on the sick, and heal the sick now. In Jesus' name be healed. In Jesus' name be healed. That nose is being healed. That deviated septum is being healed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Something is being healed in your lips now. In the name of Jesus, be healed by the power of the blood. Be healed now in Jesus' name. As the anointing sets us free, as the anointing lifts up depression, as the anointing breaks the yoke now, be healed in the name of Jesus. 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 Tonight, between 7 and 11, come anytime.
Thank you.
Has been in season and out of season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.